There's been a major development in the congressional corruption probe underway here in Washington. A few hours ago, once prominent and influential lobbyist Jack Abramoff pleaded guilty to several federal charges and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. The story is complex and convoluted, so we've asked Washington Post reporter Dana Milbank, who's been covering the story from the beginning, to help us go through it. Dana Milbank is with us from his offices at the Washington Post, and good to have you back on Talk of the Nation, Dana.
Hello, Neil.
Assistant Attorney General Alice Fisher spoke at a news conference just a little while ago. She said Abramoff's activities went, quote, far beyond lawful lobbying to the illegal act of paying for official acts. Did she spell out what those paid official acts were?
Well, she spelled out what some of them were, as well as were spelled out in the plea agreement that Abramoff reached this morning. It apparently is just a small amount of what actually occurred, because they had to have something to hold off on, or else he had no incentive to come and make this plea agreement. And even so, he's looking at 9.5 to 11 years and restitution of some $25 million. But there's a whole variety, from the well-known golfing trip in Scotland to payments, kickbacks, essentially, from charities operated by Abramoff and his associates, where clients paid those charities not realizing that they were tied to Abramoff.
And while we're focused on congressional corruption here in Washington, D.C., there's another case in Florida where, again, Abramoff and his associates are involved, and he pleaded guilty to charges in that as well.
Well, yes, it's not exactly clear how that will be resolved. That we're going to hear that in the coming days. But one of the things that apparently brought Abramoff to the table was that if he is given a sentence of time in the Florida case, that will be counted against his whatever sentence he ultimately gets in this case.
Mm-hmm.
This is the case that everybody here in town is really watching, because this is the one that goes towards members of Congress. Some people think as many as a dozen members of Congress are the targets of this investigation. The Justice Department won't say, but a lot of members of Congress have reason to be worried now that Abramoff has agreed to cooperate.
And not just members of Congress, but some of their aides, some of their former aides, even some of their family members.
Certainly, it became clear today that that the Justice Department believes that aides to prominent members of Congress were in violation of lobbying those members on issues they shouldn't be within the required. They were required to have a year without doing such lobbying after leaving government, and they were apparently in violation of that.
Mm-hmm. The one name that has come up is that of Rob Ney, a Republican congressman from Ohio. He said he's done nothing wrong, but he's been identified in a lot of these.
Well, he's not identified by name, but clearly that's the main person at this point they were talking about in the plea agreement today. What he is saying is that, look, I did not change any votes or take any actions based on favors that were done for me by Mr. Abramoff. He's saying I did those because I thought that that was right on its merits. And that gets to the difficult case the Justice Department will have going forward, because it is very difficult to prove a quid pro quo. You can have something that was done for the lawmaker, and you can have an action taken, but it's very difficult to prove that one led to the other.
And the other name that a lot of people are talking about is that of the former majority leader, Tom DeLay.
Well, of course. Now, he appeared only in the most peripheral way in the plea agreement today. He's really not a central focus at this point. They were very close friends. He was involved in receiving some of Abramoff's largesse, as were many other members of Congress. It's very clear that as this goes forward, he will be one of the people that that has some reason to be concerned. But certainly, they're holding fire in terms of identifying him at this point.
In any case, the other shoe has certainly dropped.
Well, it has. We don't know how many shoes are on this particular beast, though. we've gotten two major plea agreements here, and who knows how far this reaches.
Dana Milbank, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Dana Milbank is the Washington Post national political reporter. He joined us from his offices here in Washington, D.C. More on this story later today on NPR News. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan.